Moving any single piece would have taken a workforce of hundreds, using sleds to transport the pieces through the city. Monuments, like statues and obelisks, would have been taken down and transported whole. Temples and other buildings, a single piece at a time. With no surviving accounts of the actual event, we can only wonder at how long such a move would have taken, and how many lives may have been lost in the effort. But, like the pieces of a giant jigsaw puzzle, the monuments of Ramesses II's great city were reassembled on the banks of the new easternmost branch of the Nile.
Ramesses dies, and the new northeastern capital of Egypt, Tanis, rises using the stones taken from Pyramus.
Built with the very statues, temples, and obelisks of Pyramus, Tanis became the seat of power and home to a new dynasty of pharaohs. Until, like all great cities and civilizations, Tanis too one day crumbled and faded into history. When it was discovered 3,000 years later, it started a mystery that archaeologists have only just solved.
Tomorrow night, in an isolated valley in Peru, the gruesome story of another of the last great pyramid builders. Their obsession with building pyramids led to an orgy of violence. Lost Cities continues tomorrow at 9. Coming up next tonight, Kath and Kim.